Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is in Israel and the Palestinian territories this weekend at the start of a week-long Mideast tour. Secretary Rice told reporters today that she's not bringing a specific proposal or plan, but her attempt to jumpstart Arab-Israeli peace talks come at an extremely difficult time. Palestinians are embroiled in a fierce internal power struggle, and Israel's prime minister is hobbled by low-approval ratings and allegations of government corruption. NPR's Eric Westerfeld reports from Jerusalem.
Tens of thousands of Fatah loyalists showed up in the West Bank city of Ramallah Thursday for a celebration of the movement's founding. Big posters of the late Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat and colored balloons fed the festive atmosphere as smoke from grilled kebabs wafted over the crowd. But the keynote address from current Fatah leader and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas underscored just how large a shadow Arafat still casts. The crowd wanted Arafat-like inspiration from Abbas. Instead, they were chastised by the man who's become a politically damaged, Lear-like figure. In the middle of his speech promising a future Palestinian state, Abbas abruptly halted and admonished the crowd. I hear gunfire and shooting in the air right now. Please stop it, Abbas yelled. We completely reject this shooting and chaos. Please, enough. Just as we reject the shooting of our brothers in the other factions, Abbas said. It was a telling moment as Abbas addressed the lawlessness and violent internal tensions tearing apart the Palestinian Authority. While fending off and at times trying to negotiate with the ruling Islamists of Hamas, Abbas is also desperately trying to rebuild a Fatah party that has lost street credibility and public trust. It's in this context of division and stalemate that Condoleezza Rice makes her eighth visit to the region since becoming Secretary of State 2 years ago.
The United States has to invest more energy, more time into pushing the peace process forward.
That's Fatah lawmaker and Abbas advisor Abdullah Abdullah. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, he says, seems unwilling or unable to make good on recent, relatively minor pledges aimed at confidence building. After Olmert and Abbas's first formal meeting in late December, Olmert promised to lift some roadblocks in the occupied West Bank and transfer some of the Palestinian tax revenue Israel has withheld since Hamas's election win 1 year ago. Instead of progress, Abdullah fumes, Palestinians got a deadly Israeli military raid into Ramallah, the seat of Fatah's power, just as Olmert was meeting with Egypt's president to try to advance the peace process.
He promised many steps to be taken. None of them has been carried out, except we have the Israelis send their soldiers into the middle of the city of Ramallah to kill and wound and destroy property. Is this the way to make peace with the Palestinians? To move forward?
A spokesman for the Israeli civil administration in the West Bank concedes no roadblocks have been removed yet. So far, Israeli officials say barely 10 million of the pledged 100 million in tax funds have been transferred to Abbas's office. Few expect Secretary Rice to make any significant breakthroughs while here. A senior Israeli official said expectations are realistic. Mark Regev with Israel's foreign ministry says the path to a two-state solution is clear. Palestinians embracing moderation and rejecting Hamas.
Then the door is open to a Palestinian state, not in the distant future, but a tangible immediate possibility moving forward to independence once they've renounced these extremist ideas that Hamas espouses.
But it's not at all clear Abbas or Olmert can deliver any concrete progress. Olmert remains politically weakened with his approval rating at an all-time low. Harsh public criticism continues of his handling of last summer's war in Lebanon with Hezbollah. A series of corruption scandals has further hobbled the prime minister. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Jerusalem.